Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I was looking over the crowd when she asked how many have already here for Winter Bible. We're so glad to have you. Seems like here lately that more and more are coming in on Sunday morning, and we like that. Actually, we'll just start this morning. Now, the people that come tonight, we will tell them, we won't tell them we already started, okay? Hallelujah. It's so good to be here today. And, you know, I just believe that each one, as you open your heart, will receive whatever you need for your lives this week as you attend Winter Bible Seminar. It's been going on for I don't know how many years now. We started way back years ago. You know, have you ever heard the expression, the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, let me tell you, there's a light at the end of your tunnel. Today is the day the Lord has made. And it's filled with all of His goodness and mercy, all of His bountiful provisions, and actually all that we need for life. But you know what? This world's in a mess. All you got to do is listen to the news. I know there's got to be some good things happening in the world, but they don't ever report those. All they ever report is all the bad stuff. But in our lives, as we live our lives, there are many, many things that impact us, many situations that really seem to have no natural solution. There are people that are bound with addictions. There are other people that look at their life and they just throw up their hands in despair because it doesn't look like it will ever, ever be any better. Some people gone through loss and tragedy. Others of us face tremendous pressures from jobs and circumstances and relationships. But I've read the Bible, have you? And it tells us that God is moving and always has been moving since the beginning. All you have to do is read the Bible. Sometimes people throw up their hands and say, well, it seems like God's forgotten me. No, God hasn't forgotten you. You have stepped away from Him. We need to lift our hands and our heads and expect Him to do what He said in the Word of God that He would do. Now, some people say that's simplistic. Well, if you ever read the Bible, when Jesus was doing His teaching, it wasn't very hard to understand. It was very, very down to earth. Now, you know, I've been to Bible school, and I could put on that professional voice, Our Father. And I could talk to you about dualism or deducionism or pneumatology or eschatology or all the ologies. But you know what? I think it's just better when you just get down and talk to people out of your heart, because we're living lives every day. And you know what? It's one step at a time. And you have to forget the past. Too many people are looking at the past, even the good things. Some people say, oh, I remember when we used to have Winter Bible and this and that would happen. Yeah, I remember that too. And I remember it was cold a lot of times too. But that's great. Paul said in his writings in Philippians, he said, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forward to what is out here. You can't do anything about what happened yesterday anyway. It's history. But you can do something about what happens today or tomorrow. You know, God has a whole lot more for us than we've ever experienced yet. Sometimes everything around us looks dark. Anybody ever been there? Well, I got 15 or 20 people that have really faced some situations in life. You know, it's so funny. You ask a question like that, and a few people will be honest, and the rest of the people just said, "Well, I don't want to admit that." Well, hey, it happened, didn't it? You're not admitting anything. It's already it's a fact. Okay. You know, one day, one man's talking to his friend that was going through a real life, and he said, "Don't give up. There's light at the end of the tunnel." And the other man looked at him and said, "With my luck, that light means a train's about to hit me." Some people feel like that because as we live life, we face different dark periods. Sometimes it's the darkness of fear. And that's when you need to get a hold of the scripture there in Timothy. Paul told Timothy, "I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." You know, incurable diseases, no resources, darkness of depression and oppression. And all of those seem like darkness with no hope. But let me tell you, there is hope. There's always hope. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you feel. The Bible says that there's always relief. There's always help. Anybody ever heard of a man by the name of Job? Some people look at that and they say, "Well, I didn't know Job was in the Bible." Not Job, it's Job. He experienced a dark time in his life, tragedy, affliction, difficulty. But look at what he said in Job 12:22. I'm going to read this from the NLT. "He, God, uncovers mysteries hidden in darkness. He brings light to the deepest gloom." Job said this when he was in the middle of the darkest time of his life. Sometimes we don't understand things. We don't know why something happens. And sometimes life doesn't make sense to us. But I want to tell you what, when everything looks bleak, everything looks dark, you can look to God and see there's light. No matter where we are, or what has happened, God can reach into the darkness and change it into light. You know, hardly anybody, even if they mention the prophets, they usually mention Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, one of those. Hardly anybody ever mentions Micah. Hello, am I right or wrong? Do you realize that was that's the last book of the Old Testament? Hello? And do you realize that Malachi spoke this when Israel was in a dark time? And actually, it is the last word that came from the Lord that's recorded in the Old Testament. Because at the end of this, then Matthew starts. That's the New Testament, the Messiah coming. You know, things weren't going very well for Israel at this time when Malachi, and you read the book and you'll see that. They were not in a good position at all. They hadn't obeyed God. The priests weren't even doing their jobs properly. The people mostly We're just doing whatever they wanted to do. No direction. Yet the prophet brings them a word. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come and bring salvation, healing, and freedom to those who sat in darkness. Look at Malachi 4:2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out of a stall, let out to pasture. Now, the easy read version says like this, but it will be different for you who respect my name. Don't you notice that, who respect my name? My power to make you well again will come to you. It will be like the sun that rises to shine on you. When that happens, you will be very happy. Excuse me. You will jump up and down like young cows when someone has let them go free. I don't know if you've ever been on a farm or anything, but my grandpa had a farm when I was 5 years old. And then my uncle, when I was an associate pastor for my father-in-law for 6 years there, 67 to 72, Uncle Pat, my dad's youngest brother, he had a little spread down there and had about 300 or 400 acres, and he had a few head of cows on it. And, you know, you could go out there and let those cows or those young horse colts, you could let them out of the corral or out of the barn, and, man, they would take off and jumping and kicking. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you are smart. No, some of you just hadn't had an opportunity to see that happen. But that's what it's talking about. Now, this is important, because this is the last word that Israel heard from God for 400 years. 400 years of silence. Israel may have wondered if God had forgotten them. But the truth is, no matter what your situation is, you're not far from God. God can reach in anytime that you invite him in. He's not going to kick the door down. But if you invite him, he will come in and he will help you. God can reach you at your darkest hour. Psalms 18:28 says, "You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness." Now let's read that in the NIV version. "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." This verse is talking about God bringing the light of the Word of God into your life. The Word will show you what you don't understand. The Word will tell you what you don't know. God's Word will reveal to you the way to go. God's Word is where you begin to see the possibilities for your life. You begin to realize what God has for you. You know, my father, Kenneth E. Hagin, most of you in this room have heard him either heard him in person or by tape or CDs, now even by MP3s, because we still have his timeless teaching. And just go to rhema.org and you can get that timeless teaching that he does. But as a 16-year-old boy, laying on the bed of affliction, expected to die, even the doctor said there were no hope. Even he had a minister come and visit him, and he told him, just hang on a few more days and it'll all be over. It was a dark, dark time. He had never heard anybody preach about healing or anything. He got the Bible and started reading the Bible. And he saw that it was the Old Testament and the New Testament, started in the New Testament. He got down to Mark 11, 23 and 24, especially 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. As he read those scriptures, a glimmer of light began to come. He said, if this is so, then I can be healed. I don't have to die. And the light of those scriptures brought him off of that bed of affliction, and he came off of that bed preaching, and he never did anything in his whole life until he went home to be with the Lord in 2003 at 87 years of age. He never did anything but preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the enlightenment of the Word of God that brought him to the point to begin to believe God for healing. Sometimes we do not understand the importance of why we as ministers keep telling you, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. Because as you read the Bible, God can bring the enlightenment to you for all kinds of situations. Hello, how many of you, because you were reading the Bible and enlightenment came to you for some situation that you were dealing with in your life? That's almost all the crowd. You know, if you turn to God, he will open your eyes. And somebody said, well, I got my eyes open. I'm talking about your spiritual eyes, the real man that lives on the inside of you. Paul says that we're spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit is the real person that lives on the inside of us. You know, you might remember a story over in 2 Kings 6, 15 through 17. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning, went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more up on our side than it on theirs. Now that's a little far-fetched statement with all those around surrounding him, and he couldn't see any more. He didn't see any more, but Elijah said, there are far more on our side than theirs. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked, he saw that the hillsides around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. God can show you things that you've never seen before. God can show you what he has for you as you live your life. God can show you where you can succeed if you will read the word. In fact, in Joshua 1, God tells Joshua, he says, I'm just going to paraphrase it into our language, take it out of the Old Testament language. He said, if you will meditate on the word of God, then you will prosper and have good success in life. Hello. You know, no matter where you are, no matter what you're facing, God will bring the light for deliverance. God reaches us with the light of the power of God through our knowledge from the Word of God. In fact, the psalmist said, I've hid the Word in my heart. It has to not just be sense knowledge, it's got to be heart knowledge. You've got to get it down in here. When you get the Word, the light of the Word of God down inside of you, the real man on the inside of you, when a situation comes, immediately instead of you throwing up your hands and say, oh my, what are we going to do now? You begin to quote the Word of God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a light, sound mind. I am going to receive all that God says that I can receive. Because God said that he would prosper you. God said he would bless you. God said he would heal you. God said he would deliver you. God said he would set you free. So there's no use to look and see that you can't be free. If you will study by the word, and I'll make you free, because the word says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth of the word of God shall make you free, and set your feet a dancing and your heart to singing, and you'll see that you will begin to leap and shout. Even when you can't see the victory, you will leap and shout because you know what the end is about to be. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. As you study the word, you will enlighten yourself. There may be times when it seems like everything is against you. But let me tell you what. Even if it looks like the enemy's winning, they're losing. Because Paul said, in Christ Jesus, I'm always a victor. Paul said, I always win. Now that means every time. You know, you may be in darkness as you sat here this morning, but let me tell you what, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's not a freight train coming to hit you like that man said. That's the light of the power of God that's coming to deliver you and set you free. Who is the light? Well, Matthew 4:16 says, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in the land where death cast its shadow, a light has shined. Jesus Christ is that light. We're talking about the light that comes to bring change darkness to light. The light of salvation, the light of healing, the light of freedom, the light of provision, the light of hope, the light of anything that you need. Jesus is the answer. We used to sing a song, Jesus is the answer. Realizing the truth of the Word of God is like flipping the switch and turning the light on. Or it's just like this little transmitter I got on my hip right here. There's a little switch, and if that switch on, and there's the amplification. You see, that's what the Bible, knowing what the Word of God says, knowing what the Word says, that's like flipping the switch. Come on now. Anybody getting anything? 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you're not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation. God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he calls you out of darkness into his wonderful light. God has already done something about your darkness. You simply have to let him in by flipping the switch. Realizing the truth of the Word of God, and you'll run free, and you can see where to go and what to do. So many times when you're walking in your life, you will begin to experience darkness. And you say, I can't see where to go. But as you open the Word of God, it will give you the light to walk where you couldn't see and to go where you didn't know you were supposed to go. The light will show you where you're at, but it'll show you where you will be. The light will be there in your time of need, and you will walk and you will see that the light is what you need. Not more demonstration, not more intelligence, But the light of the Word of God will give you the answer that you need. And then you will see that there is the victory and there is your peace. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I believe the Lord ministered to us already this morning, because already twice, none of that was in these notes. And you know, I learned a long time ago, I've been doing this 60 some odd years now, 67 years, and I learned a long time ago, once God has made a statement, you might as well shut it down, because you can't do any better. I know it hadn't been very long, but I can tell you what was delivered this morning was powerful, and it was for you, and 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 you. It was for you. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and praise God for the light. The light. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the light of God's Word. The power of God's Word comes through the light of the Word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. What do you got, Anthony? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God.
Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?
I will trust in you.
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 Sometimes when the Lord begins to speak, it doesn't take very long at all. Hello. Now, there's nothing wrong with that if you teach for an hour. I'm not saying there's anything. But this morning, the Lord had a lot to say in a short period of time. Hallelujah. Bow your heads for just a moment. If you happen to be in this place this morning and you never received the light, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to walk with Him, but you've just sort of turned away and taken a detour and you just need to rededicate your life. If there's anybody like that in this room, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. But I can't do that if I don't know who you are, so I would just ask you to raise one hand so I can see. I'm looking across the room now for hands. For those that need Christ, those that need to rededicate. Thank you, Jesus. Is there any hands? There's some hands being raised over here. Thank you. Thank you, ushers. I can't see everybody. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to wait just a moment, because this is a time that the light can change your world forever. You'll never be the same again after today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, I want to ask you to do something else. I'm going to go right down front. And I want to pray for you like I said I would, but I'd like for you to come down here so I can pray for you right down here. So if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, step out right now. If you're in the balcony, the ushers will help you get down here. Step out now. Come on to the front right now. Come on right now. Come on down. I want to shake your hand and pray with you. Come on right now. I'm waiting for you to come. Come on. God bless you. Come on, this is the time to change your life forever. I believe there were a few more hands that were raised. God bless you. There were a few more. There's others that should be down here. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. So don't pass this opportunity up. This is your opportunity. This is your time. I'm going to wait for just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You there, here. Bless you, man. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. They'll never be the same after today. In Jesus' name, amen. Would y'all turn and see Pastor Greg there? Would y'all go to a special place of prayer where y'all be prayed with individually and in depth, given some literature? Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. As I was praying there with them, I feel impressed that there are those that are watching right now that need to accept Christ, and especially there's some that need to rededicate their life to God. It's very simple. I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me with this congregation right now. Say this: Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus. I believe He's the Son of God. I believe He died for my salvation. I believe He arose from the dead. And I believe He's sitting in heaven right now. You said in your Holy Bible that if I would believe these in my heart and confess them with my mouth, I would be saved. You heard me confess them with my mouth, and I believe them in my heart. And I thank you now. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. If you're watching and you prayed that prayer with us, I think they're putting a deal there on, but if you would just go to your computer or your device and go to testimony@rhema.org, I believe it is, we want to hear from you. If you'll contact us, testimony@rhema.org, that's it. And if you will contact us and tell us that you prayed that prayer with us, I want to send you a couple of books free of charge. All you have to do is contact us, and we'll send them to you. Praise the Lord. Let's thank God for those. You can't see them, but I know because I get reports, there are people watching all over the world. There are some people that it's the middle of the night, but they get up to watch Rhema on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. The staff are going to the doors to shake your hands as you go out this morning. Thank you for being here. I trust that you received what the Word of God was trying to get across to you this morning. Connection team, would you go find those first-time guests and take them to the north lobby to get a special gift that we have for them. And if you're looking for a church home, say it again, church. What'd we say? Well, come on. Hallelujah. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Winter Bible already started, but it officially starts tonight at 6. And the rest of the week, you can go online and get all the information. God bless you. We'll see you tonight. They're going to sing a chorus, and then they're going to dismiss you. God bless.